Conversation with God. How do I talk to God? How do I express myself as God? How do I share myself as God? How can I, God and I, talk to each other? Well, we're just one. We are one. We are the togetherness. We are the unity of oneness. And because we are this oneness, we are always in harmony with one another. We are always speaking to one another, sharing with one another, being with one another, what one another is. It's a glorious and a happy and a good experience. It's where we really are, and it's what is really going on in our world. And it's exciting. How can I recognize who I am and who God is and who all is? And I say, "Hi, God. How you doing?" As I always do. And God speaks to me and says, "Hello, Herb. How are you? What sort of things have you been involved in?" "What do you mean, God? Don't you know what I've been involved in? Aren't you one with me and as me, in me, through me, knowing every single thing about me?" "Oh, yes, yes, I know every single thing about you. I know every single thing you're doing all the time. I know every single thing that you're thinking, every single thing that you're dreaming, every single thing that your aspect is." Well, God, if you are all this, and you are this for everybody in the universe, it seems like you'd be pretty busy. Well, that would seem that way, wouldn't it? How could I be unique God for you, special God for you, just aware of Herb, and be aware of all others too? I don't know, God. How can you do that? Well, it's because I am the oneness, and because I am the oneness, I am everywhere in everything as everything, and since I am everywhere in everything as everything, then I am aware of all these things. But I'm not aware like a human is aware. A human is aware of one concentration at a time. And the divine is aware of all things at the same moment and is totally alert to all things, unique and separate and together at all times. Because all things are happening in the world at all times. All things are taking place in the world at all times. Everything is happening, no matter where it is happening, it's happening in the world at one time. And I am aware of that. I am aware of that because I am that. It's not that I make a judgment about it. It's not that I make an awareness to be understanding of it. I just am aware. And as I'm aware, then beautiful things take place for me. Beautiful understandings take place for me. Beautiful awarenesses take place for me. And I understand these things and know these things and contemplate these things. I am the allness. The allness. Not the finiteness that a human is. I am the allness that the divine is. Well, how could you be the allness that the divine is and not the finiteness that the human is, and at the same time understand the finiteness as a human in the allness? Well, if you want to think of it in that way, then it is rather difficult. But if you want to think of it as it is the all, there is no separateness, there is no uniqueness as far as I am concerned, as far as the allness is concerned. The allness has everything in it and is everything. Well, gee, God, that's kind of confusing. It's kind of confusing to think of the allness having the ability to be everything and yet nothing, and yet there is no nothing, we say, and there is only everything, and then that to have a human being who is God only aware of its human status and its human awareness. Yes, that is interesting, isn't it? That's an interesting complex. An interesting idea to say that a human is aware only of its humanity and the divine is aware of the reality of all. Could the human being be aware of its allness? God asks. Yes, I think the human being could be aware of its allness, God. I think that's what I say of myself. That's why I say I am God, because I want to be aware of my allness. I want to be aware of the isness, the vitality that I am. But if you want to be aware of that, Herb, how can you be aware of finiteness and allness where I am aware of allness, and in my allness is the finiteness, but it is not unique as finiteness. It is only as allness. Oh boy, here we come in that philosophical jargon again that gets very confusing, gets very outrageous, in fact, and it makes me feel that I have not got a good grip on myself, a good grip on my thinking, a good grip on anything. Well, that's okay, Herb. When you have this feeling that you don't have a good grip on something, then your tendency is to go back to your original purity and integrity. And when you're back in your original purity and integrity, then you're in your allness and you're in the totality of who you are, and you feel just great. You feel fulfilled. You feel magnificent. Well, yeah, you're right, God. I do feel that way when I'm thinking of my original purity and integrity. I do feel that way when I'm into this sort of an attitude of mind. I do feel that way. That's right, God, I do. Of course you do. Because that's what I am. I am your original purity and integrity. You are your original purity and integrity. And when you think in your original purity and integrity, you're thinking in your absolute God nature. You're thinking in your universal God nature. You're thinking in your allness nature. And what a fantastic experience that is. Now, if you could invite yourself to remain in your original purity and integrity, you would have an understanding that would last you eternally as a feeling of satisfaction. Well, now, why do you say, last me eternally, God? Don't I do all things lasting in eternality? No, you don't. You sort of dither from point to point. You go from one point that says that you are the allness to another point that says that you're the nothingness or you're the isness or you're such a variable attitude of mind that for you to keep balance at all in your human mind is really quite amazing. Well, God, I don't want this unbalance. How do I draw forth and experience the balance that I truly am? Well, Herb, you experience the balance that you truly are by listening to who you are and what you are. You listen to the thought inside of you. You listen to the magic inside of you, the wisdom inside of you. You listen to who and what you are, and then you know that you are that. You know that that is all that matters. You know that there's nothing else in the universe that makes any difference at all. Nothing else anywhere in your life that makes any difference whatsoever. Well, now here we are again, God. That's getting into some deep stuff. God, I think I'd like to just have a talk with you about me. About me being me. Me being the beautiful, wonderful, fabulous soul that I am. That sounds good to me, Herb. You can vary your conversation anytime you want. You can talk about anything you want because I am you and you are me, and we can share with the ideas we have, and I have, you have, one together as one we have. Okay, so what sort of thought would you like to think about, Herb? Well, let's think about how we can have the climate of the world in its most salubrious fashion that it's possible to think of it. Okay, that sounds good. How are you going to think about it, Herb? Well, God, I thought you'd tell me. I thought you'd give me some ideas. Well, let's start out with you, Herb. What's your thought about how you would bring about, how you would experience, how you would know, how you would enjoy an ideal environment? Is that a good start? Oh, yes. Ideal environment is just fine. I like ideal environments anyhow. All right, now, how are you going to have an ideal environment? Well, first I have to know that the ideal environment is possible. Oh, it's possible. Anything is possible, Herb. You can have good environment, bad environment. You can have no environment. You can have whatever you want. Well, let's just say I want a good environment, an ideal environment. That's a good word, the ideal environment. Okay, now, Herb, as long as you are saying that you want something, you can't have it. That means because you don't already not have it. You don't have it now, and you can never have it. When you say, I have an ideal environment in which I live all of my life, then you have an ideal environment in which you live all of your life. Now, having an ideal environment is such a simple, ordinary thing. It's something most people have never even given a thought to and don't even ask. They just take what comes and flow with it and say, that's what it is. But now you're saying you would like an ideal environment. Now, I'm not going to ask you why, because there is no why. I will only ask you, how are you going to create it? How are you going to realize it? How are you going to envision it? How are you going to think about it? Well, I'm going to think about my ideal environment as the temperature is always excellent for my human body to live in. That's fine. That all the weather conditions, rain, storms, various things, are never difficult. They are there because they're charming and beautiful, and because I delight in seeing the rain. I delight in seeing snow. I delight in seeing the wind. I delight in seeing all of these things. All right. Well, so you got it. And, well, I don't want to say I don't want to have storms that cause floods and things like that and damage and what have you. Well, then don't say it. Herb, why did you think it? Why did you think it? Why did you even think that thought? Because you know that every thought you think you manifest. So then you think a thought about some situation that is not your choice, and you empower it to be your choice. You empower it to be in the world. You read it in the newspapers, and you read it in the magazines. You see it on the internet, and you see all of these things that are not your choice. Now, why do you draw them up? Why do you create them coming into your awareness? Why do you have them come into your attention? Why do you do that? Well, because I don't want it. Well, that's certainly not the way to not have it. Is when you think about things, that's how you bring them into your life. That's how you bring them into your world. That's how you bring them into your experience. Now, you say you don't want it, and yet you are constantly thinking about it, and you're constantly empowering it, and you're constantly giving it all sorts of experience that you say you don't want. Now, if you don't want it, how is it How can you put the cause in motion that it doesn't happen in your life? What do you want? Oh, I like salubrious weather. What does salubrious mean? Salubrious means weather that I find pleasing at all times under all circumstances. All right. That's a good universal concept. Weather that I find pleasing under all times and all circumstances. That's fine. Now, when do you want to start? Well, now. And how long do you want to last? Well, forever. Now, you realize that you may change your mind sometime along the way. Yes? And if you change your mind, that's perfectly okay. Oh, good. And if you change your mind, you are not really certain about what you want. Oh, why is that? Because if your mind is one-pointed, if you have the ideal environment, the ideal circumstances, the ideal life for yourself, it will never change. You have the ideal. Now, the ideal is not what you think it is, it's what it is. The ideal does not come from human preferences, and one human thinks this and another human thinks that. The ideal is the universal preference, the universal choice of what is the finest and the best and the most beautiful, the most wonderful environment anyone could have. That would be kind of great, God. Yeah, I kind of like that. I like that idea that it's universal environment, a universal consciousness, the ideal. Because no matter what temperature I'm thinking, no matter what weather type I'm thinking, no matter what rain or not rain or thunder and lightning and all those good things, whatever I'm thinking, the ideal thinks it quite a bit better. The ideal thinks it quite a bit more wonderfully and knows exactly what is ideal, because ideal is ideal. Well, would I have any control at all in what the weather is if I say I see it being ideal right now? No, you would have no control from your human point of view. You would only have control from your ideal point of view, because your ideal point of view never changes. And once you decide to put the ideal point of view in, then it is done. And it is always done. It is done wonderfully, beautifully, totally, happily, perfectly, right now. Well, that takes a burden off my mind. Okay, what's another thing? Okay, Herb, tell me, what's another thing? Well, let's see. Finances, that's always a good area to play in. I would like to always enjoy abundance in every area of my life, not only in money, but in health and happiness and joy and all the other good things. Well, Herb, you can do that. How? How can I do that, God? You do that by saying, I enjoy ideal abundance in all areas of my life. But does that include my finances and my relationships and in all areas of my life? In all areas. You might say in all areas and not of your life, but just in all areas, and that would be even a broader base. And when did you say? Now. Okay, then that's done. Next. Oh, God, sometimes you're funny. Yes, I do like to play that game. What next? Anything else that you want to speak your word to reveal in your experience as an ideal circumstance to be in? Well, I've already said about my friends' relationships, but I'd like to be more specific. Every being in my world is the ideal person. Every being in my world, every being, period. Not my world, but as I think my world, I think it's my world. But every being is the ideal being now. Every being is the ideal being now. In other words, there will be nothing to pray about, nothing to treat, nothing to seek or desire, because every being is the ideal being now. And that includes yourself. That includes yourself. That wonderful, fantastic being that you and I know as you and me. That's fantastic. Yes, God, that is. That really is. Okay. The ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal house, the ideal child, the ideal circumstances, the ideal family, the ideal work, the ideal expression of who I am. Everything is ideal, 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 ideal. Ideal is a good word insofar it is the highest and the best that anything could be. The highest and the best that anything could be. Now that's quite exciting. The highest and the best. Now how are you going to know, Herb, when you have the highest and the best? How are you going to know when you are the highest and the best, when you are the most magnificent of all beings that ever walked the face of the earth? How are you going to know that? Well, I'm going to know it by who I am. I'm going to know it by how I am. I'm going to know it by that I am. And that's going to be pretty exciting. Yes, Herb, that is very exciting. That really is very exciting, because when you realize that you're having fun in doing everything you're doing, and you're enjoying everything you're doing, and that everything you're doing is fulfilling your life in every possible way, then everything you're doing is great. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's now. And that's the way life is. Well, what other aspect would you like to talk about, Herb? What other aspect would you like to think about now that we're talking together and you're having this conversation with me? Okay. Let's see. Everything is so perfect. Everything is so ideal. There doesn't seem to be much to talk about. That's true. There isn't much to talk about when everything is ideal. Now, are you ready to be ideal yourself? Are you ready to live ideal and share ideal and think ideal? Are you ready for that? Oh, sure. Sure, I'm ready. Okay, then be it. Be it right now. Be that fantastic being that you are right now, gloriously, wonderfully, completely, fully, perfectly, right now. Okay. I am what I am right now. I am the glorious, fantastic being that I am right now. I am my original purity and integrity right now. I am the love that I am right now. Oh, that's a good one, God. Unconditional love. I am unconditional love. You, God, are unconditional love, that's for sure. But I am unconditional love. And as unconditional love, I make no judgments. I make no demands, no possession. I release all things to being unconditional love. Wow, that is great, isn't it? Yes, God, that is great. Can you really be that way, Herb? I am that way, God. I am. What do you mean you are? Tell me where you have demonstrated that anywhere in your life at any time. I'm afraid you'll be a little hard put, because as you act from your human consciousness, you are not being unconditionally loving under all circumstances. You are not doing this under all circumstances. I'm not judging you, and I'm just merely saying, in your own choice, you are not fulfilling your own choice under all circumstances, because you think there are some things that are unrighteous, some things that should not be approved of, some persons who should not be approved of because they are terrible people. And if you ever think such a thing, what is the truth? The truth is, God, then I am a terrible person. Yes, that's right. The truth is, whatever you see in yourself and you see in others is who you are. And if you see in yourself anything relative to another person of judgment or anything of possession of anything they have or anything they're doing, then what you're doing is you're being anti-God, you might say. You're being against the very principle of unconditional love. For unconditional love says, all is good and very good. Every being on the face of the earth is good and very good. Every circumstance that ever takes place on the face of the earth or anywhere is good and very good, good and very good, good and very good. But God, there are some things that happen that I might not approve of. How could anything happen in the universe that you wouldn't approve of if you say you're God? If you say you're having a conversation with your God self right now, and as your God self, looking out upon the world, looking out upon your creation, have you created anything that is not proper, that is not beautiful, that is not good? Have you created anything at all that is outrageous or outmoded or inharmonious with the principle, with the principles that you believe, the principle that you speak? Anything that is inharmonious with unconditional love. Love regardless of any circumstance. And when you have unconditional love, interestingly enough, there are no circumstances. There are no conditions on which you could ever make any judgment. All you know of yourself and the person that you're dealing with is unconditionally loving activities. All you know is love. All you know is peace. All you know is right action. All you know is truth. All you know is goodness. All you know is what you know. Well, okay. But there are things people do sometimes that are not too good. Herb, you're not being unconditionally loving. If you are unconditionally loving, you have no judgment. If you're unconditionally loving, you don't even know of anything that anyone does that is not harmonious with your thinking. You don't even know it. You walk through a crowd of people, and there are people of every description there. But the people of your description, the people of your purity, your oneness, your joy, your harmony, your peace, those are the people that rub shoulders with you. Those are the people that touch your life. Those are the people that you're aware of. Those are the people that you know. Those people who are ideal, who have returned to their original purity and integrity, those people who are living from that highest and best, there is no other. There is no other. When I live from my highest and best, I am living unconditional love. And as I live unconditional love, I create in my world, around me, I reveal in my world, around me, people who are fabulous, who are joyful, who are uplifting, who are most remarkable in every way. This is my choice. This is how I think. This is how I am. This is how I act. This is how I live. And this is all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference at all. Nothing else makes any difference to anything that I'm doing in my life. And I'm totally free and totally happy and totally at peace. It's a good feeling. It's a good attitude. It's a good awareness. I am God. I am talking now with God, myself as God, and everything that I'm saying is something beautiful and uplifting. Everything I'm saying is something marvelous and supportive. God, how does it feel when I am one with you, when I am one with me, when I am one with God? my divine self. How does it feel? Well, Herb, you might equate it to being in a lake, and the lake is just deliciously warm, and your body is in the lake floating, and you feel nothing around you except the water buoying you up, and you lay back there and you just think beautiful thoughts. You think, what a beautiful place this is. What a beautiful lake this is. The springs are feeding water into the lake and the sun is warming it, making it all so pleasant to be in. This is a beautiful lake. I love it here. I feel good here. But then you say to yourself, if I stay in this water very long, I'll begin to have my skin all shrivelly like a prune. And then you think back to when you were a child, and when you were going to your lake and swimming in your lake and floating in the lake, sometimes for hours. Why a child would float in a lake for hours is something that you'd never given any thought to, but you do, and you did, and you'd swim and play in that lake, in that water for hours, maybe half the day, and go and have lunch and then come back out and do it again, and have supper and come out and do it again. You loved the water. You enjoyed the water. You were not a shriveled up prune. You were only a shriveled up prune in your skin when you were not happy doing what you were doing. When you felt it was time to get out, when you felt it was time to do something different. Every time we feel it's time to do something different, we signal ourselves by something on our skin, like the shriveling of the skin, something on our cell phone or something, trying to get our attention and draw us away from this wonderful, relaxing, lying in the water. And you can lie in the water for hours, and it does not disturb you. Now, consider, Herb, how little children lay in the water and play in the water and are so content and so peaceful and undisturbed by anything, and yet you'd think that they'd want to be doing something active and something more vital than floating in the water. What are they doing? They have sensed their original purity and integrity, and they are lying in the lake enjoying their original purity and integrity, even while we think, how could they be so content in doing nothing? And then we wake up and we say, when I meditate, I am certainly not doing nothing. When I am laying in the water, dreaming, daydreaming, having all sorts of wonderful thoughts, I am not doing nothing. I am a very busy fellow. And I love it from the word go. I am fantastic and it's beautiful. Yes, those are the things that take place in our world, in our life, who and how and what we are. And we feel so glorious. We feel so wonderful. We feel so powerful. We feel so good. We have within us the possibility of doing anything that we like to do. Anything that we like to do. And it's just up to us how we like to do it. It's just up to us how we like to enjoy it. And because of that, we can do anything we want to do. I am ready for living a life that is filled with peace and joy, that is filled with magic, that is filled with every good thing right now. God talking with you, for me, is a very special time. It's a very wonderful time. Because, God, when I'm talking with you, I am feeling all sorts of wonderful things are happening in my life. I feel that all sorts of glorious things are taking place in my world, and I feel good and very good. I feel peace, a peace that passes all understanding. I feel a joy that is centered in my being, and I'm just so happy doing it. Yes, talking with you, God, with me, God, is a glorious experience. And I am so happy to do it, so joy, so filled with joy to do it. It's just wonderful. That's who I am. That's what all is. That's what life is all about. Life is all about being myself and having fun. Life is all about enjoying unconditionally every experience of my world, every experience that comes my way, and I am that experience, and it is beautiful. It is good. So, Herb, you've had a good talk with me today, huh? Yes, God, I had a good talk with you. I had a very good feeling with you, and I had a very good knowing with you that all things are fantastic and glorious and beautiful. So, Herb, anything else you want to share? Well, not really. I'm really quite content. I really feel like I have had a beautiful series of talks with you, a beautiful series of being in my three-hour meditation, of understanding what's going on in my meditation and being part of it and having it be the most wonderful thing that has ever taken place for me. Well, that's very good, Herb. Well, now before you close your book, before you get up and go about your activities, take a few minutes and visualize me in you, as you, through you, about you. Visualize me. See me. See who I am. And I am the finest and the best aspect of your being. I am your ideal body. I am your ideal mind. I am your ideal friendliness. I am your ideal beingness in every way. I am your ideal. And because I am your ideal, all works out in ideal, perfect, right action now. Think about that, Herb, now. Just spend a few minutes right now thinking about it before you stop having your conversation with me. And as you do that, you will feel so rewarded and so uplifted and so fantastic, because that's what it's all about. So meditate on that now for a while and enjoy.